JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Melbourne Demons are absolutely flying, sitting on top of the AFL ladder.
The Demons have taken a massive leap in 2021.
Siren time, Melbourne, get the job done. Big statement to the rest of the competition.
And so too has this man.
Picked up by Spargo, this will rip the roof off the house. Spargo goals.
Before the D's take on the Bombers on Saturday night, please welcome Charlie Spargo.
Oh, it's good to have him here. I've known this little bastard since he was born.
Have you?
Yep. Was his old man, of course, a wonderful footballer for North, Paul Spargo. And Kate is a ripper, and they're up at Albury buggerising around doing whatever he likes, old Spargs. How are you, young man?
Doing well, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good to speak to you.
And he's a fourth generation.
Yes.
Because I think Paul played 81 games for North, and then his grandfather, Bob, played 80 games for Footscray. His great-uncle, Ricky, played for Footscray. And then Bob Spargo Sr. played for Footscray. Yep. So you never
Melbourne
a chance
well. To
go
to Melbourne as well.
Oh, sorry. Yep. Two with Melbourne, sorry. But I suppose you would have been thought you might go to Footscray.
Yeah, well, I thought I was a chance to go to North. There was rumours they were going to cut the father-son down to 50.
Yes.
Didn't get through. I was pretty candid with that. I was a North Shore growing up.
We desperately tried to make that happen because we knew you were coming and also Josh Kelly.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we did try and get it reduced to 50, but the AFL Commission just stepped in and said no. Hey, you're playing great footy. You must be really happy on a personal level.
Yeah, it's good to just get some continuity. I've struggled with consistency the last my first 3 years. It's hard to get good form when you're in the other side, a few injuries and all that sort of stuff. So, and it's much easier to play well as a small forward in a winning team. So, having a good year at the moment. Yeah, it's fun.
Last year played 8 games. Played every game this year, Jim. So good. What do you put that down to? Fitter, or as you said, just playing every game, or?
It's probably a combination of things, but I've definitely matured. In terms of realizing what I need to do, particularly off the field, to put myself in the best position to play well.
Ah.
Probably definitely learned a couple of lessons. Not so much in my first year. That went by really quickly, but my second and third year, I did a lot of learning, and I feel like I finally realised what I need to do, during the week and all that sort of stuff to help me play the best footy.
So is that extra sessions, or is that eating and no frothies and things like that? Or
what it's all that. Less frothies, less fried foods. Probably a little, it's more so my body, because I was breaking down in my second year.
Yep.
Did a big preseason, and my body just couldn't handle it, so it puts me in better positions. I'm feeling better going into games now, so I can play better every week.
Decision-making, ball use, all of that's improved too. Does that just come from playing at the level more often?
Yeah, I definitely reckon that's the case, JB. And plus, if I'm fitter, I'm not as buggered every time I get the ball, so I can make better decisions. But it's always been one of my strengths, but it's certainly dropped off a bit in my second and third year. It's a lot easier when you're playing in a good team, as I said before. You look up and you've always got clear options from big guys like Tommy McDonald, or run and carry options from our mids. So it's certainly easier to move the ball and make good decisions when everyone around you is functioning well.
Also, you seem to be more unselfish, as the whole team is.
Yeah, that's right. We had some hard conversations probably when we went to up to the hub last year, and we're sort of starting to see that now. It sounds very cliche, but about everyone playing their role and becoming more selfless. And the last couple of years, we've probably talked about it, but haven't put it into action. And this year, it's words to actions, and we're walking the walk in that sense, which makes it a lot easier and a lot fun to play in.
Now, have you made any sense of the bloke that wears the helmet? Do you understand anything he says for a start? Because he just mumbles all the time.
Yeah, you sort of got to pick and choose with Gussie, because he just dribbles a fair bit. But I was actually just with him then. We went and watched the movie together. We went and watched Fast and Furious 9. They've made it to 9.
Come on.
I couldn't believe.
It's a joke.
There was some serious action scenes in there, but we were laughing most of the time.
So you and Gus went to the movies together, just you two?
The whole team. We went to the movies, though.
The whole team, Bill.
But I thought it was just Gus and Charlie sitting up there holding hands or eating each other's popcorn.
It's Gus's favourite movie series.
There's something wrong with him, I'm telling you. He's not right.
But he's also very intelligent. That's the other thing.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I said before. You've got to pick and choose. Sometimes just dribbling and you just sort of zone out. But he's quite intelligent, I'll give him that.
Who do you live with?
There's four of us in the house. It's Track's house. So he bought it and renovated it. And then Cozzy, Toby Bedford and I have jumped in. Very, very nice place.
Always the way. No, I did the same thing. Tom Moody growing up was the only one of us who had any money because he played for Australia. So he bought the house and we all moved into it.
Did you ever pay rent?
Not as much as I should have. And trashed the joint too. He went off and played 1 year in the county system in England. He came home and there was shit everywhere. He wasn't happy. Now, what's Track like as the boss of the house?
Yeah, he's a good landlord. He's very, very casual. He's actually not there that much. He's always staying at his girlfriend's house. So I'm the one sort of who runs the joint. Cozzy's sort of just in his room playing Fortnite. Toby's just moved in. He's a bit better. But, yeah, I'd say I'm the executive decision maker.
Oh, how are Mum and Dad, please? I saw your old man not long ago. He looked like he was in good form. What about Mum?
Yeah, going well. Mum's just back up in Albury. My sister's on school holidays at the moment. She's back from boarding school, so they're hanging out and having a ball. Dad's actually delivering mattresses at the moment, so
delivering.
I don't know if he's enjoying that.
But he was in the car business for years, wasn't he? Motors.
He got out of that.
Bit of a jump, Jim, to deliver mattresses.
Yeah, he's done a few different things in the last few years, the big fella. But he's. I think they're planning on another. They went around Australia last year. They're planning on another trip. Maybe Queensland or the West Side.
One of those couples where Mum is far more interesting than Dad.
No, look, yes, yeah. I'm with you there.
She's a star, your mum.
Yeah, she is a saint.
How's your other brother, Abe, that worked for us for about, well, he's supposed to work for 6 months. He'd turn up now and then.
Yeah. He spent COVID back up in Albury as well. He's just got that back down here, and I think he's just moved into a place in Kensington.
Then is he DJing and also yourself?
Yeah, we do a bit of that. Well, I don't do as much as Abe, but I sort of just hang off him a bit. But yeah, it's a tough industry at the moment. They're sort of struggling because COVID capacity and whatnot.
Bloody hell. And swinging hands anywhere?
Yes, Jim, we're here.
Chaswick?
Oh, I do, yeah. New girlfriend, Misha.
Misha?
Yep. Mm. It was her birthday on the weekend, so. Took her out in South Melbourne for a nice authentic Italian meal.
Actually, where did he take her? Because he's a tight ass, Jim. Oh. Where did we go, Charles?
I went to Ricardo's in South Melbourne.
Nice.
Not the most well-known place, but nice and intimate.
Righto. Is she a football fan?
Not really, no. Nah. She she actually came to one of our games the other week. And he had no idea anyone who plays for Melbourne. And she was a massive fan of Neil Bullen. Thought his first name was Neil. Which was pretty funny when she spoke to me about that after the game.
Did she actually call him Neil?
Yeah, no, nearly. She was about to go up to him after the game.
Nearly. So let me get that right. Nearly called him Neil.
Neil Bourne. Yeah, first name Neil, last name Bourne.
That's gold.
Oh, that's nice. Good to see.
Hey, big game's coming up.
Ooh.
Yeah, who we got? Essendon.
Essendon, who are going nicely.
Yeah, they're a pretty good offensive team we've been looking at during the week. So hopefully bounce back from last week and put a good showing on. Hopefully there's fans. I'm not sure what the news is with fans, but...
No.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Bill.
We haven't heard yet.
MCG Saturday night. If the fans are allowed, it's a big game.
Well, you'd want 50%, wouldn't you? At least.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Go for 50, maybe get 30.
All right. Well done on your own form. Well done on the team's form. Just parked on top of the ladder. It's great to watch the Melbourne Footy Club play. Keep going well.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
On your Sparks.